Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They thought they'd get away with it until now. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Just going to start calling him Little Diddy. Christian Combs, the youngest son of Sean Diddy Combs, now facing a lawsuit by Grace Markey, a former yacht stewardess. She's alleging sexual assault and battery during a July 2022 yacht trip. I know we've heard rumblings of this one in the past. It's now officially on the books in a civil lawsuit against him. It pretty much paints him in a very similar light as what we've heard of Diddy. Once he had his eyes on something or someone, he would not take no for an answer until they were actually walked in on and she was able to get away from Christian on that yacht. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. This is one of the first lawsuits against Christian. And with everything, I'm sure they're going to be looking at this on a federal level as well. I know it's a civil case now, but just to see how much more they can find in here that is factual and maybe criminal. What sort of concerns should Christian have going forward?
Well, he needs to have some major concerns. Only he knows what activities he might have been involved in. And again, these are just allegations. Mm-hmm. This is a civil suit that's been launched. But recall how the Diddy case really came together. We're combining all the information received in these civil suits and ferreting them out to then prove them. Mm-hmm. You know, they proved to be true. So I think Christian has a lot of concern and worry here. And as the investigators continue to look at everything Diddy did, what involvement did Christian have and many others? I think a lot of people have a lot of concern.
I think they're probably too close to all of this to really see just how dangerous and damning everything is against their father. I believe Christian here is the one who is, stepped up, quote unquote, and is now running Diddy's Instagram. I mean, they're staying very connected. They're not trying to back away from the spotlight. They're trying to be in the spotlight, it seems here. We've seen the birthday message and such as a bit of a stunt to get some positive PR for Diddy. But he's out there. He's getting his name known. Is that such a wise idea right now, considering just how dark things are against Diddy? Yeah, you are his son. You maybe not want to be anymore, though.
Yeah, you know, I think it's the old adage, you don't want to bite the hand that feeds you. And The bottom line is all the $1 billion that's still in the coffers, at least a large part of it, that empire has to be run by somebody. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's going to be run by family, by his boys, by Christian. So as we see this play out, though, I think we're going to see more and more suits come against not only family members, including Christian. I think we're going to see more of these, certainly criminal charges could also be waged. And I wouldn't be at all surprised.
When we're looking at this, obviously he's an adult when this took place, allegedly. But you do have to look at this from a kind of an aspect to a certain extent of, you know, he is a product of where he came from and a very insulated world. I'm still thinking he's not had a great deal of partaking in outside of being the identity of Diddy's son. Is this going to be a difficult one to try and go after if this does go forward, just in terms of this person having an understanding of right from wrong?
Well, I don't think so, because at the end of the day, you really have to just look at the facts. Mm-hmm. And that's what dictates right from wrong. So, mm-hmm. I think at the end of the day, he's going to be held accountable as any adult would.
We also have seen allegations come out this last week of Diddy against Diddy, allegedly on a balcony that belonged to Cassie Ventura. Of course, we know the Cassie story of him dangling a woman over the balcony and saying, quote, something to the effect of, "I am the effing devil and then pulling her back over the balcony and throwing her onto the bed, along with other assault allegations. This one, of course, it's being alleged it happened in another location at Cassie Ventura's home. What do you make of these newer ones? We're seeming to get more violent here. Are we seeing it because people are coming up with more outlandish stories, or are people coming out and feeling that much more safe to share stories that may be more violent because of the fear?
I'm so sorry. I'm going to pick option B.
Yeah.
And this is why. When you look at that video of Cassie being assaulted, being grabbed by her hair, that whole violent event that finally came to light, the video that was released, you can see the rage and you can see how he treated women, at least her.
Yeah.
And if he's willing to treat her like that, it makes sense that he treated other women like that. So again, it's in keeping with the man he now we now know he is and was.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.